Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Graceffo and McKeon back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass, we'll have another update here in about 27 minutes. I'm originating tonight, or that would be this morning if you're on the East Coast, from the 97.1 The Ticket Studios in Detroit, Michigan. So thanks to everybody here at The Ticket in Detroit. College football is upon us. We'll get to our Huge Four, the CBS eyeball test. You tell me four best teams in college football you've seen this weekend. Now, we still have some action left on Sunday and Monday, but give me your top four. I don't care about any rankings. I don't care about any preseason hype. Four best college teams you've seen. And I'm telling you right now, in Tennessee, they're wondering what happened. How about Jeremy Pruitt on the hot seat right now? Boom. Georgia State. You know, you look at Tennessee since Fulmer left, and Lane Kiffin and Derek Dooley and Jim Chaney and Butch Jones. Oh, my Lord. Interim coach Brady Hoke and now Pruitt. You know, you get 100,000-plus down at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. It's one of the great tradition-filled Saturdays in college football, and they can't get it right. And you look at the rest of the SEC and Auburn, who came back to beat Oregon when they were down big. Tennessee needs to do something. I mean, Pruitt's on the hot seat right out of the gate. What about, and I'll get to the Florida State situation and Boise State's comeback. And how about, you know, when you look at the SEC influence, okay, and you see Fields in his debut as the new Buckeye quarterback in that machine in Columbus, flat out a machine. No Urban Meyer. No returning QBs. They go out and they get a transfer who gets eligible. And Fields runs for a touchdown on his first regular season snap and throws for four TDs. That is a machine. You know, Clemson's a machine right now. Alabama's been a machine. And Ohio State's a machine. And I'm trying to think, as I look across the rest of the college football landscape, the other machines, that they can plug in anybody. And they just keep going. And I know there was a lot of hype on Michigan. I watched that game tonight against Middle Tennessee State. And Michigan doesn't look like a championship contender for the Big Ten. And I've never had any dreams that they could win the national championship. I still think that's a Clemson-Alabama race. But watch out for Ohio State. I don't think they have the defense, though. They have the offense and talent to win the Big Ten, but I don't think they have the defense to be a college football playoff champion. So it's great to watch all the action, man, starting on Thursday night. Like I said, we still get some on Sunday and Monday. I need your Huge Four. Four best teams in college football at this hour. You tell me, in order. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I was also talking with Graceffo and McKeon. Graceffo's got a new haircut. He's got a new attitude. I think it's the football season. The NFL starts on Thursday with the Bears and the Packers. For our listeners on AM 670, The Score in Chicago, shout out to Mitch Rosen, the ops guy there in the Windy City, for The Score. And Graceffo and McKeon were discussing the Clowney trade to Seattle, which surprised me. Again, it's scrolling. I'm watching all the action. I'm like, wait a minute. Because I started to think, okay, Gordon, yeah, the Chargers have allowed him to go, you know, test the waters. Okay, and who knows if it's posturing. I don't know. McKeon thinks he's going to stay with Los Angeles. But I started to think, okay, maybe the Texans. Had Miller go down. They need a running back. They trade for Gordon. They give up Clowney. Instead, Clowney ends up now in Seattle. And Gordon, I was thinking, okay, takers, team that, you know, this late in the game, Cowboys have Ezekiel Elliott. They're going to get that done. They will get that done. They know it. I mean, what's it going to take to win the NFC East? 10 wins? So Zeke misses 2-3 games, and he's fresh for the playoffs? I think Jerry Jones said something about that. We just need him for the playoffs. So I was trying to think of a landing spot. McKeon works for he worked for NFL.com or the NFL Network. You got a side job, or is that secret? And I'm exposing it right now, McKeon.
I work for SiriusXM NFL Radio.
All right, so SiriusXM NFL Radio. So you think Gordon will stay in Los Angeles?
I think for sure he's staying with the Chargers. And I think the news that came out today that said that they're allowing him to explore other teams was just a ploy to let him see what other offers he's going to get out there. Because the Chargers are sticking hold to their $10 million per year. So they're saying to him, go out and explore other offers that you could possibly get if we'll trade you. And if you find one, we'll trade you. But they're going to show him you're not going to get more than $10 million a year. So stay here with Philip Rivers and give yourself a chance at winning a Super Bowl, or go somewhere else for the same exact deal. By the way, Bill, before you jump in, LeSean McCoy has just signed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Are you? Wow. Well, you know, is this a trade deadline day, as John Fass just said at the top of the hour? This has been a crazy day in the NFL. I mean, you get cut down day and you get rosters down to 53, and there's usually a couple surprises. But LeSean McCoy, does he still have juice left in him, McKeon, to make a difference with the Chiefs?
Yeah, I believe so. And it's interesting, too, returning with Andy Reid. It'll be, you know, he's going to return with his first coach from back in his Philadelphia days, both trying to win their first Super Bowl. Graceffo just said to me in the studio, which is so true, wouldn't we have all expected LeSean McCoy to go to the Patriots and look 5 years younger?
Yeah.
Would have made so much sense, right?
Yeah, I even started to think when the story came out today about Gordon, like, great, he's going to end up in New England, right? That's what I'm, you know. But then when you look at Sony Michel and what they have and White, they're set at running back, and McCoy, I don't think there was a spot for him there, but that's a surprise. I didn't see this coming to Kansas City, did you?
I personally didn't, but, you know, Kansas City's, you know, had to make a lot of moves this offseason. They've lost a lot of guys in offense, and their offensive line is pretty solid this year, and their defense is the biggest problem for Kansas City. So I think this is a great move, actually, for them. It could wind up working out really well, but they're going to be a team, Bill, that's going to have to outscore everybody, and they're going to do that, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, you look at a lot of teams are in that situation where, you know, the NFL, we still have the old guard. Like, I'm looking at Matt Patricia here in Detroit, and he's trying to build this. We're going to pound the football, and we got Jesse James and TJ Hawkinson, and we're going to run the 12 sets and two tight ends. And I'm thinking, who's winning in the NFL doing that? And when I say winning, I don't mean going 9-7 and maybe bowing out in the playoffs. Who is winning championships at any level of football running the pro style? Who? Who? I don't mean to sound like an owl. Late night on CBS Sports Radio, who? I look at college football. Even Saban adjusted. You know, I look at everything. You don't have to be Kingsbury or Leach and have this crazy, wild air raid offense. But I look at the Chiefs, and I look at Mahomes, and I think getting McCoy, Andy Reid's a smart guy. Okay? We're going to have to be a better offense than Brady to win the AFC, and maybe better than the Chargers. And again, with this Gordon thing, we'll see how that plays out. Or is Baker Mayfield and the Browns ready to join the elite? And I have my sleeper team. I think the Buffalo Bills, speaking of defense, and if Allen can just progress, watch out for the Buffalo Bills. I mean that. I think the Bills are going to be a playoff team. You know, so you look at the AFC, you look at the NFC. We'll get into that coming up. We'll do our huge four in college football, CBS eyeball test, four best teams at this hour in college football for this season. Not based on what they've done in the past. I'm talking right now. And then later in our 2 hours, four top teams in the NFL as we get to play football for real. Bears and the Packers, the NFL 100. Well done, I will say, by the NFL. It began with that commercial we saw at the Super Bowl, which is one of the great commercials, right? With all the rock stars in NFL history still with us. It was amazing. So the NFL, you know, they can market. They're the biggest brand in sports in America. So it is fantastic to be inside the 97.1 The Ticket Studios in Detroit. Saturday night huge show across North America. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at GEICO.com. McKeon and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass will have another update. McKeon just filled us in that LeSean McCoy has signed with the Chiefs. You get Clowney traded earlier in the day from the Texans to the Seahawks. He goes from the AFC to the NFC. That's a big get, huge get for the Hawks out in Seattle. College football, unbelievable action. How about Georgia State? What is wrong in Tennessee? You know what? You're always flipping coaches. That's it. Since 2009, either interim or Jeremy Pruitt. And again, here's a guy where you take a chance on an assistant. Unproven as a head coach. We see it in the NFL. We see it in college football. And it's hit or miss. There's no gray area. Nothing in between. Speaking of college football, we do this each and every Saturday night during the college football season, right here on the Saturday Night Huge Show, CBS eyeball test, four best teams in college football. I don't mean what they did last year. I'm talking this weekend, your visual, watching on TV, watching in person, four best teams you've seen in college football. I'll give you mine. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We are live with our prestigious affiliate, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, broadcasting from their studios. Let's travel to Little Rock, Arkansas, and Steven, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
First time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
Well, yeah, I would like to talk about my top four teams that I've seen so far. And it's not because I'm SEC biased, but these are the three games that I caught. Ohio State looks like an excellent team. Alabama, although they started off slow, but when you're starting new freshmen every year, you should expect that. LSU looked nasty. Their defense is nasty. Their move with so much speed. They're scraping down the line. It's going to be really hard for anybody to do anything with LSU. Then you have Auburn. Auburn played a very good Oregon team today, and their defense won the game. Offense had nothing to do with what Auburn was doing.
I appreciate the call from Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. Gerald in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello, how are you doing? Always happy to speak with you. And you know I grew up in Detroit, so I'm very happy that you're there.
It's an awesome place, man. Really, I know Detroit gets a bad rap at times, but 97.1 The Ticket, one of America's great sports radio stations. I'm here for the holiday weekend with my son, Legend, and his soccer tournament. So a great day, wrapping it up, watching college football, talking about it right now all across North America. And you have your top four teams, Gerald?
You know, I went to Texas, so I'm looking at Texas and probably Washington out to Pac-10 and Alabama and Clemson. I'm not going to pick A&M. But that's why, because I went to Texas, of course. But let me say something about Tennessee. Tennessee is like Arkansas. You're landlocked. Tennessee is recruiting with Alabama, Georgia, and then Ohio State and Michigan. So they're really in a tough situation recruiting-wise. And it's just tough in Knoxville. It's just tough. And I don't know what it's going to take to turn that program around. But that's my take on it. But let me just say this. College football is a very slippery slope because Alabama and Clemson have very easy schedules. After the A&M, their schedules are easy. I'm not saying easy, but why don't the top teams play each other? Then we can really say who the best teams are. But say hello to Detroit for me, and I'm going to continue to listen, and I enjoy your show very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Gerald, always good to hear your voice. I don't know why you get the kickoff classic and it's Duke, Alabama. Okay, are you kidding me? Duke, Alabama. What I wish would happen, and with our college football playoff, that this weekend would feature, you know, kind of like you see the ACC Big Ten Challenge, you'll see the Big 12 lineup against another conference in, you know, basketball. Do those in football. Do a you know, the Big Ten and the SEC always go back and forth with their fans on Twitter and sports radio and talk shows and blogs. And, you know, do a Big Ten SEC challenge every year. Start your season. Maybe because it's a holiday weekend, it's week two. Week one or week two. There's two different paths to improve great games and not just payday games. Like Georgia State was going to Tennessee thinking they're going to get a payday. Yeah, they got a payday and they walk out with the W. But think if you had a, you know, Big Ten SEC football challenge where, you know, half the teams are at home, half are away. And you do it. You know, you commit 2 4-year-olds, so teams get a rotation. So it's Alabama at Michigan at the Big House tonight. Instead of, and nothing against Middle Tennessee State, and they were impressive. A lot of people, you know, they're a 35-point underdog. I thought they played well. I think Michigan has some issues. They didn't look like a team that could win the Big Ten tonight. Oh, well, they're holding the playbook. And that's your denial for your team. Oh, they're holding the playbook. Yeah, was Tennessee holding the playbook with Georgia State? Oh, they're keeping the playbook for those big games. Really? Are you busting out the 1973 football philosophy book? You know, my huge four. In order, based on, and I watched a ton of college football this weekend, not on what they did a year ago, not on what they're projected to do this year. Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, I'd have Auburn knocking on the door. I would. You know, there's the SEC. You know, I think Ohio State is the only team in college football right now at this hour that I believe could hang with Clemson, Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Georgia. You know, Georgia also would be in my mix with that LSU, Auburn, Georgia for my fourth team. Clemson's playing nobody. They're going to run the table, and they're going to get the college football playoff. They should be healthy. If they lost Lawrence, things could change. That could hurt them. Alabama will play their SEC schedule. Then you got to win the SEC championship game. Then you got to win two games in the college football playoff. I would just like to see the SEC go bring the teams north, bring the team south. It would be so good. And you could do you could rotate the Power Five. One isn't involved 1 year, and the other four are. And you do the Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, Pac-12 versus the Big Ten. You do old school, what it used to be like with the Rose Bowl. Or you start your conference games right out of the gate. That's what you do. And this weekend would feature conference games. You play one, then you take a couple of games where you play your non-conference matchups. You don't have to play, you know, a power team, but you do it to create interest. I think the Big Ten has done that in basketball, where now they play some conference games in early December, and it's awesome. We're so used to sports schedules that when the Big Ten did it, I'm like, oh, I don't know. And now I love it. And when they stop, because now you get to the Christmas break, they take a break for a couple weeks, and you're like, well, that's awesome. So, Wisconsin's 3-0, or Iowa's 0-3, and there's some storylines. It creates conversation. Because when I went through the schedule, and I'm just excited to see the start of college football, Boise State, Florida State turned out to be an awesome game. But how many great big boy games did you have this weekend? Think about it. You know, but the cupcakes, call Georgia State a cupcake. Yeah, Tennessee's not going to win the SEC. That was a solid victory for Georgia State. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We'll also get to what was a crazy day in the NFL. How about the Dolphins sending Tunzel and Stills to Texans? Once Stills calls out the owner, Donald Ross, in Miami, you're gone. Texans, man, they get some offensive weapons, protection for Deshaun. Do they have a running game? And with Andrew Luck done in Indy, are the Texans the team to beat in the AFC South? We'll also get into the huge four in the NFL coming up in our final hour. I need your top four college teams at this hour that you've seen this weekend. Not anything based on what they did last year. 1-855-212-4CBS.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
We are back live across North America. We get together each and every Saturday night during the football season. It's midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern time. That would be 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. Pacific. If I'm doing huge math correct on air, I'm not sure. I know we have McKeon and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Fast, we'll have another update here in about 20 minutes. We do this each and every Saturday night, CBS Eyeball Test. Top four teams in college football you watch this weekend in person, on TV, on highlights, on your phone, on your tablet, on your iPad. top four. I gave you mine: Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, and LSU in order. Georgia and Auburn knocking on the door. Join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Now we'll get into your huge four in the NFL within the hour. Crazy day. McKeon gave us the news earlier as a rogue that LeSean McCoy is now back with Andy Reid, this time in Kansas City with the Chiefs. You had Jadeveon Clowney going from Houston to Seattle. Houston gets a great deal with the Dolphins. Protection for Deshaun Watson, a receiver outside of Hopkins to throw the ball to. Tunzel Stills go to the Texans for draft picks. Late night action in college football. I think it's the only game still going on, the only game of note. 17-10 USC leading Fresno State. I appreciate the patience of everybody listening. Let's go to Rudy in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello, how you doing today? This is Rudy from Houston. I'm going to start with my first four. I'm going to go with Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Auburn. After what Auburn did to Oregon today, that was a great game. I mean, Auburn could have hung it up, but they hung around. And I'm going to make two predictions. Football might not be ready for this. I say Cleveland wins that division, and I'm going to reach out and say Seattle and New England in the Super Bowl.
Well, see, Clowney was a big pickup. Thank you, Rudy, in Houston, where the Astros are getting ready to win it all. Can they get by the Dodgers again? Reggie in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Reg.
Hey, I think it should stay the same. I'm just so sorry. I'm a big Clemson fan. I hate being ranked up top. I like to be lower and work my way up. But if you look at what Dabo has done and you look what Nick has done, when you're up there, you have to stay there. I hate the fact that always you see Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State. I put LSU at number four. Because traditionally those names with the big schools that Alabama, Stanford used to always be in there. I'm glad they've fallen off. But if you look at what the ACC has done against SEC in bowl games, specifically this past season, the SEC has fallen off. Who is strong in the SEC? Alabama and Georgia. There are no strong teams. It's any given ACC team. Look what happened to South Carolina today, and I live in Columbia. And I'm glad they lost. I'm sorry, because I hear the Gamecock fans all the time. But I keep them the same, but I put LSU at number four.
Reggie, thank you so much for listening in beautiful South Carolina. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, one NFL note, Adam Schefter from the Bristol Network. Texans trade guard Martinez Rankin to Kansas City for running back Carlos Hyde. That was earlier today. Man, they got. Are the Texans loading up if they can stay healthy to be a major player in the AFC playoffs? Finally? We'll see. Brian in Colorado, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. Long time, first time. I agree with you on your four. I just want to do a spot for Boise State. That they got past Florida with 23 unanswered in the second half. This might be the year that they do undefeated, and they're still always going to be stuck in that catch 22 where people don't want to play them to ruin their season, but nobody wants to play them because they don't think they're good enough. So I put Boise with their brand new freshman quarterback, true freshman quarterback, who is going through family health issues too. With his dad, and came out strong today.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah, and the Boise State story reminds me of the ascension of Gonzaga from a mid-major to a D1 basketball power. Same thing with Boise State and the blue turf and what they have just built and the signature wins and the creativity. Man, I was watching the highlights. I don't know who it was for Florida State, but if somebody just falls on the football, Florida State wins that football game. Tried to pick it up and run. But Boise State, like Gonzaga, two teams in the great Northwest in America who they were small schools in terms of where they were, and now they're with the big boys. See, Boise State, Florida State was one of the better first weekend matchups. That's what you need. You need more of that. I'm surprised with all the money that the networks put into most conferences with their, you know, ACC just debuted their network. You have the Big Ten network. You have their deals with Fox and ESPN. You have the Longhorn network. But they wouldn't demand better games to start the season. Yeah, we get the NFL kickoff week, which is fantastic. But you own this weekend. College football did. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm not saying 20 marquee matchups, but my idea of a, and maybe it, the Big Ten SEC football challenge would go over the first 3 weeks and you figure out with the schedules. Could you imagine, you know, like when Georgia went to Notre Dame or Notre Dame's going to go to Georgia, those are beautiful things. You get that intersectional rivalries, as they call them. Or when Alabama went up to Penn State, I think Alabama just signed a deal with Wisconsin, if I'm not wrong, home and home series in the future. But could you imagine if tonight was Nick Saban and Alabama at the Big House or Michigan and Jim Harbaugh in Tuscaloosa instead of, or in Atlanta, let's say, for the kickoff classic, which they've done, you know, before, like in Dallas. But I'm talking, take it to the campuses. I get the neutral site money and convention and visitors' bureaus will pay big bucks. But do it like you do in ACC Big Ten basketball challenge. It's fantastic. Like Duke's going to be at Michigan State this year taking on Tom Izzo and the Spartans, who for the most part are consensus preseason number one or two in college hoops going into the season. But my idea of the Big Ten SEC challenge in football. Why hasn't a network hired me yet with my marketing ideas? Roger Goodell and the NFL should make me the czar of marketing. That is such a... So, what do you have? You have 14 Big Ten teams? Is it... what's the number with SEC? It's close. So you could have just 3 weeks of four, give or take, five games, and it's a challenge. I mean, it would have a playoff feel to start the season. Oh, well, coaches are afraid of losing. They don't want to lose a big game. I think the playoff committee, if you're still in the hunt for the Final Four, I think they would respect that you're Alabama and you went to Michigan State. Or you're Iowa and you traveled to LSU. They would respect that. You know, you're Ohio State, you had to go to Georgia. Even if you lost, I don't think it would destroy you in an argument with the college football playoff committee in November, into December. Hey, you know, you look at some of these early round matchups. I swear, there are some schools I didn't even know played football. And I'm not going to knock these schools. All right, I'm not piling on. But UNLV, Southern Utah? Come on. Now, Kentucky-Toledo was a pretty good matchup. Coach Stoops, what he's done at Kentucky, kudos to that Wildcat program. Maryland beats Howard 79-0. Any reason that game happened? Oh, forget the huge idea for the Big Ten SEC challenge, where that could have been Maryland and Texas A&M, right? Oh, yeah. Well, let's do Maryland Howard. Oh, that's right. And then Maryland's going to be bowl eligible. Everybody's going to celebrate. The coach is going to talk about we've turned the corner and just sucker everybody in. Ohio State, Florida Atlantic. I mean, it is Lane Kiffin. Fields, he looks good, man. He looks good. If you're an Ohio State fan, if you're a Big Ten fan, good luck trying to unseat the Buckeye machine. Now, Northern Iowa took Iowa State from the Big 12 preseason number 21 to three overtimes. More power to Northern Iowa. They almost pulled off a Georgia State over Tennessee, except that would have been bigger if Northern Iowa would have won that game. Kansas and Les Miles had to rally to beat Indiana State. I'm looking at, you know, South Alabama gave Nebraska, if it wasn't for Nebraska's defense and special teams, you know, Scott Frost, there's a lot of people on the bandwagon thinking he's going to do the same thing in Lincoln at Nebraska that he did with Central Florida. I don't know if that's going to happen. James Madison is a good FCS subdivision, whatever they call it now, and they gave West Virginia everything they wanted. Temple playing Bucknell. Did not know they played football. I know they're pretty good in basketball. Mack Brown in North Carolina. What a win over South Carolina. Penn State put 79 on Idaho. Not Boise State in Idaho, but Idaho. And Georgia State 38-30 over Tennessee. That was a beautiful thing. Alabama opening up against Duke. Yeah, if Zion Williamson and Barrett were playing for Duke, that might have been worth watching. There's just so many. Like Arkansas, you look at the SEC, they play Portland State. Arkansas, Maryland, SEC, Big Ten Challenge. You get a game to start the season. You do it for three weekends. Some network better hire me in terms of marketing and TV. They need to do it. If you want to join in our huge question, first one of the night, our weekly CBS eyeball test, top four college football teams in order that you watch this weekend in person, on TV, highlights, on your mobile device, four best. Not what they did last year, not what you think they're going to do, four best right now. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Keep the tweets coming at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Graceffo and McKeon back at CBS Sports Radio. 1 hour of huge opinions remain exclusively here on CBS Sports Radio.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.